Good morning, everyone. We've been reading from How to Realize God. One more paragraph left here. But before we look at that, I thought we could look at some quotes from Yogaswami. I pulled these together for talk in Vancouver recently. It's talking about God's omnipresence, which is also your omnipresence. A few quotes here. First one, bliss. Bliss, nothing but bliss. I am here, I am there, I am everywhere. Sounds good, right? But the interesting point is, the default would say it another way. Bliss, bliss, nothing but bliss. God Shiva is here. He is there, he is everywhere, right? Normally you'd say it like that, but he's saying it, I am here, I am there, I am everywhere. So he's focusing on it as his own personal experience, which is important. Now I am sitting here. I am in England also. I am also in America. This particular quote shows how natural this state of being all-pervasive is to Yogaswami. He's using it. He's in touch with someone he knows in England and someone he knows in America. I can guess who it might be in America. Gurudeva, of course. It's another one. We can give initiation by thought to people in Singapore while remaining here. That's an interesting one, right? Saves all that travel. Just gives initiation without going anywhere. So again, it shows how identified he is with this aspect of being all pervasive is something he's using in a very practical way. He can initiate people. Sat Chit Ananda. That is one thing. Sat Chit Ananda. Sat is you are. Chit is omnipresence, prakasha. Light is from the sun, all knowing. Ananda is bliss. They are three, but they are one. That is your nature. Yogaswami is pointing out in this one, not just that he can experience being all-pervasive, but that you can too. He's saying that is your nature. You are all-pervasive. He goes on to explain in another quote, I am everywhere, you are everywhere, but you don't believe it. Oh, he's pointing out that our intellectual concepts are the obstacle. We don't feel we're worthy to share that quality of God Shiva of being everywhere. We're disturbed about something we did in the past. We're concerned about some limitation we have. Couldn't possibly be talking about us, right? But he is. Everyone is all pervasive. We need to throw away the concepts which block us from that. Aham Brahmasmi, you are God. You are everyone. You are everywhere. Learn this. This is practice. or we need to practice some kind of meditation in order to experience it, is what he's pointing out. We need to practice. See God everywhere. This is practice. First do it intellectually, then you will know. Similar to what Gurudeva says, is that the first step toward experiencing something is visualizing it. If you want to experience the inner light within you, what's the first step? Well, you visualize it. You may think, well, that has nothing to do with actually seeing it. I'm just visualizing it. But it's actually an intermediate stage toward experiencing it. We have to take it one step at a time. You know, so we don't see anything. We visualize a light. And then eventually that visualization will lead us into the actual experience. So Yogaswami is saying the same thing here. See God everywhere. This is practice. First do it intellectually, which is the equivalent of visualizing it. Then you will know it. And all of that leads up to Gurudeva's last paragraph in the talk as well as in this morning's talk. The internal difference that makes a soul a jnani is that he knows who he is and who you are. He knows truth and he knows the lie. Another difference is that he knows his way around within the inner workings of the mind. He can travel here and there with his own 747 without extraneous external conveyances. He knows the goings-on in far-off places. He is consciously conscious of his own karma and dharma and that of others. For him, there is no apartness due to his attainment within the chakras previously described. His only gift to others, to the world, would be blessings and outpourings of energy to all beings from the higher planes where he resides. It is the jnani, the enlightened being, who sees beyond duality and knows the oneness of all. He is the illumined one, filled with light, filled with love. He sees God everywhere, in all men. He is the one who simply is and who sees no differences. That is his difference. So again, it's the same idea here. He knows the goings-on in far-off places. So it's someone of that attainment can use all-pervasiveness. It's not just it's not just a blissful, unitive state. It's also a practical state in that he can know what's going on in a far-off place. As Yogaswami said, you can initiate in a far-off place. It's a consciousness which is useful as well to a sadguru. So have a wonderful day. Om Namah Shivaya.